This is Danielle Jaworwiecka with the BBC News. Hello. Reports from northern Gaza say many people have been killed in an Israeli airstrike on a building in the Jabalia refugee camp. In central Gaza, three international medical aid groups say they're pulling out of the Al-Aqsa hospital after the Israeli military dropped leaflets designating areas around it as a red zone. Gemma Connell from the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says UN operations there have almost ground to a halt.
Those three teams were providing vital care. And again, what we're seeing here in Gaza is that the health workforce here are forced not only to deal with the massive number of people being killed and injured every single day, but also to try and help their own families to survive this conflict. So I was speaking with doctors this afternoon who are having to make the difficult choice to stay or to take their families to a place that they believe will be safe.
The US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said Palestinians must not be put under pressure to leave Gaza and must be allowed to return to their homes once conditions allow. Speaking in Qatar, Mr. Blinken condemned statements from some Israeli ministers who've called for the resettlement of Palestinians outside Gaza.
We reject the statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for a resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza. These statements are irresponsible. They're inflammatory, and they only make it harder to secure a future of Palestinian-led Gaza, with Hamas no longer in control and with terrorist groups no longer able to threaten Israel's security.
Republican and Democratic leaders in the US Congress say they've reached a deal on next year's federal budget spending, averting a disastrous government shutdown. Will Vernon has more.
The hope is that this deal will form the basis for an agreement to avert that shutdown. In a statement today, President Biden welcomed the news of this deal, saying it moved the country one step closer to preventing a needless government shutdown. And I think that's key, this phrase he used, one step closer, meaning we're not quite there yet. Remember that Congress is now more polarized than it's been for many, many years. Well, this is what's called a top-line agreement. So there's $886 billion for defense and $704 billion for non-defense spending.
The Pentagon has given an update on the condition of the US Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's been in hospital since New Year's Day, receiving treatment for an unspecified medical issue. In a statement on Sunday night, a spokesperson said Secretary Austin remains at Walter Reed Medical Center. He resumed his duties from hospital on Friday, but no timescale has been given for when he might be discharged. You're listening to the World News from the BBC. The Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Sheikh Hasina, has led her party to another general election victory. The Awami League has won 152 of the parliamentary seats declared so far, a simple majority. The election was boycotted by Bangladesh's main opposition party, the BNP, which said the process was a sham. Official figures suggested a low turnout. Police in New South Wales say they've dismantled a criminal gang that was attempting to smuggle dozens of native Australian lizards, worth more than $800,000, to Hong Kong. Detectives said they'd arrested three men and one woman between the end of December and early January in connection with the discovery of 59 lizards bundled into packages destined for Hong Kong last September. The Brazilian Football Confederation has appointed Dorival Jr. as the new manager of the men's national team, which is going through one of its worst crises in decades. His aim will be to rebuild a side that has lost its last three World Cup qualifying matches. Stars have begun arriving on the red carpet at the Golden Globe Awards in Hollywood, the first big ceremony of the film awards season, which culminates with the Oscars in March. Barbie leads the pack with 9 nominations. The atomic bomb drama Oppenheimer follows with 8. From Los Angeles, here's Emma Vardy.
This is really the night of Barbie and Oppenheimer this evening. Think back to the summer when those two films were released on the same day. But instead of that being a problem for each of them, it actually created even more buzz. The hashtag Barbenheimer was born. Both expected to take away a number of awards this evening. Margot Robbie, who played Barbie, well, she's up for Best Actress in the comedy category. And, of course, the female director of the Barbie film, Greta Gerwig, she's up for Best Director too. And Cillian Murphy is up for Best Actor. He played Oppenheimer.
BBC News.